Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Physical therapist at Pella Regional Health Center, Todd Smith, joins us on today's program to talk about their new program called Next Step. Well, Todd, we're here today to talk a little bit about a new program that's coming to therapy services that aims to really enhance what patients are getting beyond maybe their typical physical therapy. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how the Next Step program was formed and how it's going to benefit many different patients of all age groups.
So when we were looking at the needs of our patients, we saw that there was always a gap between where they were at physical therapy-wise and where they're needing to get from the athletic stance, where it can kind of increase their chances of getting injuries in that phase with it. That's why we kind of developed this Next Step program, where it helps patients take their next step to get ready for their athletics and move on from there.
Well, and when we think about that bridging that gap, talk about what is typically included, and it's hard to say typical because physical therapy can mean a lot of things to different people, but what do you typically do with a patient, and then what is that next step? What are the things then that you'll be providing beyond that? So let's start with what do you provide normally and why this was necessary?
Well, physical therapy is, you know, insurance-based, so a lot of times insurance has specific goals that people need to meet during it. And so, you know, if they become functional where they're getting normal range of motion, normal strength and everything, insurance then a lot of times will cut off. And they'll say, okay, you're good, you're on your own now. Well, being on your own doesn't necessarily get you ready to play in that football game, to be ready to jump and dunk the ball for basketball, do all those things. So that's what we're kind of working on. Then we're looking more into the proprioception of how people are moving. Because sometimes that little bit of additional movement can make you have a different injury. I mean, you have a knee injury, and all of a sudden your hips aren't as strong as what they should be, so you're internally rotating more, which means that if you do a jump stop during a basketball game, you can pop your ACL like that. And so we're trying to look at some of those additional things and making it so that it's reducing the injury rate. It's getting them back up to their normal strength level so that they're at that high level of play that, you know, all of our area athletes and people that compete around here do and want.
Well, and therapy services at Pella Regional, for those who don't know, is heavily tied with many of our athletic programs in the region. Obviously, I know you through Pella High School and all the athletes that you see there. PCM, you've worked with PCM for many, many years and their programs. So talk about what you've learned from seeing those athletes night to night and those who you might see come through your physical therapy and their progress and why you felt this was necessary based on what you're seeing. You kind of talked a little bit about the example, but that's kind of the benefit here at Pella Regional is there's a lot of experience in you working with some of these athletes.
I say we, because we take care of, actually help out with five different schools in the area. We have Pella, we have PCM, we do Pleasantville, Twin Cedars, and we help out with North Mahasco with some stuff. And what I look at with it is trying to help them just kind of progress. I say we have too many times that I get kids that do physical therapy, depending upon where they're doing it, where they're coming back and, you know, they're re-tearing things, they're re-rupturing things, just because they're not ready to get to that competitive level. They're not doing their movements at an athletic stance, an athletic way. And a lot of it, you know, just comes back to being athletically ready and able to, you know, move on to their next level of play with it.
Well, and we talked a lot about the athletic parts of this, but there could be benefits for other people too. Let's talk about the process then. So whether they've done their physical therapy here or elsewhere, whatever it is, how do they take that next step? How do they get involved in this program? And what are the things they need to do? I see a price list here and other things to make sure that they are ready and have the right appointments and all those other things.
So basically what they just need to do is they just need to call in to our rehab, which is 641-628-6623. And they can even ask to talk to one of our athletic trainers, which they can call, ask for Todd. We can kind of discuss even what's going on with you. We can say we always offer also free screens within our physical therapy department for different injuries. So if someone's got, you know, they've been running, they have a little bit of pain, and they want to figure out what's going on real quick. They don't want to do a doctor's visit or anything. They want to have someone that's orthopedic-based to take a look at it. They can always kind of come in, and we can take a look at that, and we can always say, you know, okay, you've had this major shin pain from running around town a lot. Well, this might be a good idea for you to come in for, you know, different bundles of either 1, 8, 12, or 20 sessions for people to come in. And we might say, hey, if you come in for these 8 times, we can kind of work on things and hopefully get you back to where you're biomechanically correct doing everything.
And to be clear, this is not just limited to the athletes that you work with at those five schools or those who are patients at Pella Regional. Anybody who has concerns, and they could be an athlete who might be cross-training at an older age and wanted to be in marathons and all those other things, it's open to anybody, to be clear, right?
Yep, it's open to anybody. I say I note an athlete as anybody. Anyone that's trying to do something physically is the definition of an athlete. I say, you know, you might not be a high-level athlete, but, you know, you're trying to do something. You know, your weekend pickleballers, you got your, I'd say one of the people that when I tried getting this going prior was a tennis player. It was a 50-year-old tennis player that had shoulder surgery and felt like he still couldn't swing quite right. I'd say those are some of the people that I look at with it that I want to aid with this program.
Once again, that was physical therapist Todd Smith with Pella Regional Health Center discussing their new program called Next Step. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.